Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
amen. God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, I thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy, and truly, God's mercies are new every morning. We love the Lord, and it is just an honor to be able to share the word of the Lord and just to visit with the Lord day by day. It's precious, beloved, when you can gather and spend time with him in your own personal time and just gather and allow him to minister to you through the word of God. This is why we're here, just to share the word of the Lord with you, to encourage you to get closer to Jesus. We know, beloved, he is the author and finisher of our faith. There's no other place I'd rather be than in the precious, precious presence of the Lord each and every day. We should grow closer to God and have a greater desire for the Lord. Your desire, beloved, that's in you will push you toward God or push you toward other things. We just want to be close to Jesus. That's our focus. Praise the Lord. So it's my prayer that as you listen to the word of the Lord, it will encourage you, edify you, bring you comfort and strength to remain in that vein and walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Living with God and trusting God daily is the most blessed thing that we could ever have. And finding that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. He's precious to me. And I love the Lord. And thank God again for all that he is, for his mercy, his loving kindness. God is precious, beloved. And know this, that the Lord is watching out for you. Is either running to and fro throughout the land to show himself strong on your behalf. As we're learning about prayer and the statute of prayer, travailing prayer, what it really means to travail, to allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, to be the vessel that God wants you to be. I'm going to talk a little bit more about groaning. That word is causes us to go very deep in the spirit that the Holy Ghost prayed with groaning. The Bible says that out of Romans 8:26, with groanings that cannot be uttered. It's so deep that the spirit has to pray. When we get to that level of prayer, it does help us because there are things in us that need to come out, that God needs to flush out. And so when we avail ourselves to the Holy Ghost, and we give ourselves over to him fully, he's able to do the work in us. See, a lot of times when we try to work it up ourselves, it does not work. Beloved, you have to learn to surrender fully to the will of God. We're to walk by faith, not by sight. We're to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Because if you walk in the flesh, you will fulfill the lust and dictate and appetite of the flesh. The two don't mix. It's like putting black and white together. You're going to get gray. But Jesus is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. We have to separate between light and darkness. And we have to allow the Lord to bring that separation in our lives. When you really have a true born-again experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, it will change your life. You will not be the same. And we know that many come to God. But after coming to God, after accepting him into your life, that's when your life begins. That's when the work begins. That's when transformation begins, because then we have to be renewed. Our soul needs to be saved. Our emotions, our mind, our will has to be changed. And then the body lines up with the spirit. When the Lord comes into your life, beloved, he comes into your spirit. But your mind, your will, and your emotions have to line up. And that's a process, because a lot of us have thinkings and behaviors and things that we've picked up from the world that don't match with God. And it takes the Holy Ghost to reveal that to us, to let us know, wait a minute, this is not pleasing to God. I must allow him to do a work in me. And that calls for separation. That calls for allowing the Lord to separate in our lives the wheat from the tares. Wheat is what's real, it's what has a substance. The tares is fake and it's phony. It looks like wheat, but it's not wheat at all. And so the end result, there's no substance in that. So in our lives, we have things in our lives that tares, and it's not from God. And we think that it's okay because we've been able to function and we've been able to maneuver. We've been able to even thrive to a certain degree, but not realizing that the Holy Ghost is not using any of that. He wants to make us into new wine skin. How does he do that? He has to put new wine in. The old has to come out. All that's tainted in our lives has to be flushed out. And the Holy Spirit illuminates all that's in us. And that's not of God is darkness. And the darkness has to go. Jesus is light, beloved. I want to read a scripture, and I believe it's in John, if you will go with me to the first chapter, I'm sorry. St. John, chapter 1. And the Bible says, I'm just going to start at verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus is light. He's the life of men. In other words, he's life, but he's the life and light of us. When Jesus comes in other words, he brings light with him because he's light. And so we know that as we walk as men and women of God, there can be no darkness that we adhere to, because the darkness comes from the enemy. And so if there's darkness in our lives, the enemy, of course, has a right to lay claim to what's his, and he's going to come after it. And this is why when you talk about even deliverance, and, you know, there's a debate still, I believe, about whether or not Christians can have demons. Well, yes, Christians can have demons cut all through the chase. Yes, it can. And the reason why is because of our soulish realm, the realm that we give over to ourselves, to the enemy. We keep in mind, when you're born again, your spirit is born again. Your soul has to line up with the spirit of God. The part or the life that's in you is from God. However, our will, our mind, and our emotions have to line up. And so the enemy comes to oppress areas, and he comes to hinder in our lives. And so we have to recognize when he's there. when things are there that should not be there. And yes, you have to be set free from those things, issues, whatever it is. So we know that Jesus is the life, the light of men, comes to bring us the word. And it's through the word that we're made clean, but we have to accept the word of God. We have to take it in, and we have to allow the word to do the work in us that needs to be done, because the Bible says we are clean through the word. Okay? Jesus speaks the word. He gives it to us day by day when we spend time with the Lord, and we each need to do that. Okay? So, knowing that, forgive my voice this morning, very raspy. Praise God. Knowing that, praise God, when we talk about groaning, there's a purpose in it. There's a purpose in allowing the Holy Ghost to move in this area of prayer, of travailing prayer. And so what it does, groaning brings deliverance from within, and it pushes back the pressures of darkness from without. There are walls of resistance toward God that are within each of us, okay? We neither know about it nor understand how to deliver ourselves, but this kind of prayer is the highest it's higher than our understanding and larger than our comprehension, okay? For it bypasses the mind, and it allows the Holy Ghost to move us into the purposes of God according to his will and not our own. So the Holy Ghost can bypass your natural thinking even. Because we still want to put everything into our natural mind, we got to understand everything, but the Holy Ghost will bypass that because God knows exactly what you need. I've seen when God was dealing with people in prayer and intercession, and a lot of times, the Lord would really just take them out, and they would end up praying and groaning and crying in the spirit, not understanding all of it, but yet knowing God is doing something. I'm not sure what all it is, but whatever it is, I want more of it. I want the Lord to do the work, not realizing that he's, like we just read here, he is cleaning us up. He's going deep. He's going beyond your natural mind. He's getting into the spirit of you, that part of you that needs to be strengthened, that you need more of God to endure, to go through, to pray through. And so God has to deal with us day by day, moment by moment, sometimes minute by minute, second by second. But when we let him do it, he will. He'll do the work that needs to be done, okay? Listen, groaning pushes us through the tight places, okay? The places of distress that seem to bind us into the larger places of the spirit. Groaning moves deep within us and causes us to become open and vulnerable to the Spirit of God, and then prepares us for the utter abandonment that God requires. Very, very interesting. Because what does that mean? Well, does that mean God leaves you alone? No, he brings you to a place with him of separation, being separated unto God. My God, being in that place is a place where no one can walk with you. And each of us in our individual lives need that. How are you going to get to know God? You won't get to know God on a buddy system, okay? There are times when you have to go with God yourself. No one can go with you to that place. I'm reminded of a little thought. Take me to a place called there, okay? When God takes me to a place called there, that's a place where he is. Thank you, Jesus. Where I want to be. I want to be with him. He's the ultimate. Okay? There's no other place I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord. Take me to a place called there. That should be your prayer today. Father, take me to a place called there. Take me to that secret place. Glory to God, the hidden place with you behind the veil, that I may get to know you better. May I get to even experience you in a new way. Praise God. There's so much that God has for for the people of God. Our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard. It hasn't entered into your heart the things that God has for you. So we need to be able to go to a place called there. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, true groaning originates deep within our spirit, because deep calls unto deep, bringing release from the clothing of dead works, okay, that we would be further clothed with the clothing of the Spirit. Thank you, God. Okay? Groaning is not for those who understand and know what they desire to pray, okay, but for those who desire to reach beyond what they know or understand. For these ones know not what or how to pray as they ought, and deeply desire that the Spirit would control all. When you get to a point where you understand, you don't need to understand it all in the natural. You just want God. You'll go to a place called there. You will get there. Praise God. You will press in, glory to God, to the Spirit of God, and shake off the dead weight. Shake off the sin. Shake off the foolishness. Shake off all those things that don't matter. Praise God. You'll get to a point in God that you say, I've got to get to him. I've got to, as the woman with the issue of blood said, I've got to just touch the hem of his garment. That's great, beloved. Amen. To touch him, praise God, but to get to him, to get to his face, to seek his face, to get in his presence, to lay prostrate before the Lord is ultimate. Praise God. Why? We need Jesus. And this is what we're saying to you today. We need him. We need the Lord. We need God. Praise God. We need to fellowship. We need to fellowship with God in prayer. Now, very familiar scripture, Romans 8, 26 and 27. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us, okay? Remember that word, interceder, okay? With groaning too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So, you know, the Holy Ghost intercedes by way of God, because God puts it there. Tells him what to do for us. Isn't that something? That God knows what you need. He knows how you need it. He knows when you need it, where you need it. God knows everything. And this is why we have to tap into that secret place with God. We have to get the pearls, the riches, the gold, the diamond from him, the silver, the things that will stick to us. The very presence of God should walk with us and permeate out of our lives. And this is why, you know, when we're in a place of surrender, we have to spend time fasting and praying and seeking God along with God. Praise God. You have to get to a point where when it's time to consecrate, you understand that is between me and God, and I have to spend time with him. It's not for show. It's not for faith. It's not to gloat. It's not to be arrogant and proud, to prove to people what you're doing. Beloved, what you do in secret, God will reward it in the open, even when schmutt is done in secret. That's rewarded in the open. It's brought to the light. It's manifested. Amen. So what's in us, believe you me, beloved, it will come out. Praise God. So it's important that this scripture, we understand that the Holy Ghost prays the will of God. And to really get to that point, it takes surrender. It takes full surrender. It takes saying, God, whatever my walk is with you, I'm willing to walk there. I want to go there. I desire you more than anything. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to get there. But once you're there, There's no other better place to be. Glory to God. The many things that we may go through in our lives, praise God, but to get to a place called there. Thank you, Jesus. To get to that point, Paul did, and others did. Men and women of God down through the ages of time that really knew God had to get to that place. They had to recognize Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen to me. He is my friend. He sticks closer than a brother. Literally, beloved, he really does. He's there when no one else is. Praise God. Yeah, it's a good thing, you know, you can have people around, but that doesn't satisfy. That really doesn't, that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is knowing God. And in knowing him, it will bring a satisfaction, whether you're in a crowd or whether you're by yourself. You will know that I'm not by myself, that God is with me. Travailing prayer goes deep. It goes down to the roots of things. Come on, Shikadai. And it will pull those things up out of you. It will pull things out of you that you never knew was there. Praise God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost wants to permeate, glory to God, into every area of your, it has to be about Christ. It can, you can have no other hidden agenda or motive. It's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about any of that. It's all about him. So in being that intercessor that God really wants, your vessel has to belong to him. Your mind, your will, your emotion, and the body follows. The body should not dictate. The spirit should. And if the body's dictate and you're worried about the flesh part of you and all of that, then God cannot lead you the way he desires. God desires to lead us. And the Bible says that the sons of God are those that are led by the Spirit of God. And each and every day we must be led by his Spirit. We can know him that close. Praise the Lord. You can be a friend to him where he'll speak face to face. He'll speak a word in season. He'll tell you exactly what he wants done day by day. He'll tell you what's on his heart. He'll tell you how to pray. Praise God. And in those times when you don't naturally know, then that's when you depend on the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost reveals the natural, then it's because God can trust you. If he's not revealing things to you right now, you may not be ready to handle. And let me say something. We have to be so careful that we don't twist words. We don't twist people's words. We don't twist the word of God. God has to know he can trust us. If he can't trust us, beloved, he's not going to share things with you. He won't do it. Praise the Lord. He's got to know that. And the Holy Ghost knows better than anybody. God knows you better than you know yourself. Praise the Lord. So if he reveals things, it's because he's entrusting you with his word. And that's a precious commodity, not to be taken advantage of, not to be taken lightly. Realize this, that the souls of men and women are very important. I was thinking about this morning, how a person's life was damaged at a young age because of gossip and talk, and people just really ridiculed this individual, and it brought damage. It brought a lot of damage. But thanks be to God that the Lord was able to deal and get to this individual and let them know that in spite of all of that, I am still in charge. Beloved, you better be careful how you talk and what you do and what you say, because you can damage and hurt people. Twisting people's words and getting in people's personal business and lives, that's not what an intercessor is supposed to be about. And God is displeased when we do things and say things that he's not pleased with. We can bring a lot of damage. And so we have to be careful, because words do carry a lot of weight. So I'm just admonishing you as men and women of God to make sure that you allow the Lord do in you what he needs to do so that you can carry the anointing properly, because God is not going to give you his anointing and place his spirit upon you for it to be handled any kind of way. This is a time of outpouring. It's a great season of outpouring. And he said he's going to do a downpour, but not on sin. He's not going to entrust men and women of God with his anointing for them to use it any kind of way. So we must be very careful that we walk clean before the Lord, that we keep our lives, praise God, pleasing to God, that we keep the Lord first and foremost in our lives. Okay? So to end this today, I want you to go in your own personal time and read Romans 8, 26 and 27. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you from this scripture. And let the light of God, let the Holy Ghost permeate in you today. Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you, God, for what you're doing for your people. I thank you, Father, that you're teaching us how to pray, how to travail, how to get in your presence, and how to allow you to move in our lives. And Father, we thank you that you're breaking down walls, that you're breaking down middle walls of partition through the Holy Ghost. Continue the work that you have begun. Minister to everyone, Father, that would listen to this broadcast. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father. We thank you for Jesus coming and dying for our sins and cleansing us and putting us back in right standing with you, Father. We love you, and it is our desire, it is my desire, Lord, to serve you in a greater way, to keep you first in my life. Father God, minister now to all of those. Minister to your precious people. And Father, we thank you for encouraging your intercessors. We thank you for undergirding. And Father God, we thank you for new life. We thank you for abundant life. We thank you for the light of God. We thank you for the light of the Holy Ghost. Burn out everything that's not like you, Father, in our lives. And Father, let the Holy Ghost take total control of every area in our lives. And God, transform our minds. Renew our minds according to the word of God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your healing touch and deliverance. Thank you for freedom today. Help us to walk in the freedom that you've given. Help us, oh Lord, to keep you first and keep our eyes on you, not looking to the left nor to the right, but as our faces as a flint, to do your will and only your will. Let your will be done in the lives of your people. And Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you the glory. Continue to be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Can I get a witness?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh,
amen.
To what his plans are.
Yes,
to what his word says.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.
Church,
man. Yeah.